Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Lili Nishmasim Mirosi Rusmas Mordechai. Very, very sad, very sad. It was all ready for the raffle, literally. And I don't like when this happens. I'm not the type of guy that stomp pushes people off. Ready for the raffle, and I realized that we had 650 entries, but the people that had 2, 3, 5, 10 entries are not in there. So they fixed that all the way from New York, but it was too late. Too late for me to get it ready. So everything's been a shamayim. It'll be tomorrow morning, Bezer Hashem. I apologize. So all you guys that waited up late in New York, ready for the raffle, go back to sleep. New York. Ah, look at those New Yorkers up there. Vivaldic. Sponsored by Shmuel Yech. In honor of David Zlatnik, Akiva Sokowicz, Shalom Ren, Shmuel Davidowitz, and the Shalit Min and the Favorite Committee. What are you laughing about? Mesefes Rosh Hashanah is dedicated by Yossi and Esti Elbaum. And the children, Tila and Ruvain, Lezech and Ishmael, their mother, grandmother, Bella Wallman. Letzipoy Bas Ruvain. And Schus for Shidduch, Tila Sora Bas Estaleo. By Mordechai Sepazin, Zech and Ishmael, my great grandmother, Miss Rivka Sepazin, Rivka Shane Lobas, Rivka Sora Ariella Sholem. May she be a Melitza Yoshi for my sister, Shane, who carries her name, Rivka Shane Lobas, Broch Avigail. Melitza Yoshi for home, Spoken all of Klai Yisrael. Pinchas Smiles. Lili Nishmas, my parents, Yaakov Ben Eliyahu, all of Hashem. Oh, that's what you want to know. You want to know who you're having dinner with. You know, I hope that other author wins it. I don't know your competition. You have to sit. Lili Nishmas, my parents, Yaakov Ben Eliyahu, all of Hashem. Dino Bas, Naftali Yoino, Heretz, all of Hashem. That their neshama should have an aliyah. And in the schus that Hashem should send me a good parnos and aishas chayil. LOL, I hope this isn't too much. Okay, I should have read it before. No. Rabbi Isai, I have here 3 emails. This is very rare. Because typically, Kyle guys don't really have, you know, internet access. And they're not very into the email thing. Over here, I have 3 emails from 3 Kyle guys. This was a WhatsApp to Harry Shalom, and it says like this. I've been meaning to thank you for a while for sending this. I was initially skeptical if this would be for me, and even wondered if it was appropriate to post on the Koyel's WhatsApp. I've completed Masechta Sukkah and Beitzah thanks to you sending this message. Still watching the Shir daily for Rosh Hashanah, and don't plan on stopping. Good Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, Moshe Kinsbursky from Los Angeles. And then it says over here, L'chvoid achim ahuvim mimishpachti shalom dey dafayoymi shalom lecho Rabbi Moiri. A short while ago, my kollel in Wycliffe, Ohio, I started hearing from various single light while learning, it's geshmak to do the daf. After asking, I was exposed to MDY and I hopped on the bandwagon in the middle of Beitza. Ever since then, I've been going strong and even convinced my brother-in-law to join me in the daf. We started Rosh Hashanah together. We both listened to the daf from Reb Eli. Learn it together and listen to this small synopsis. I hope it will spread here. And who knows, maybe one day we'll have a siyum here in Cleveland as well. And maybe if we're really lucky, we'll be zoichet to live shiur from Rebelli. Now that I brought someone into the shiur, I'm looking forward to my special edition Gemara. And more than that, I'm looking forward to winning the raffle that just rolled so I can join the shiur live and meet all my siblings in Ramat Bet Shemesh. Once I am... Did I say the guy's name? What is his name? I don't know if he put his name here. Lobel, Lobel. I hope his name is not Bruchi Lobel, but that's where it's coming from. I guess it's his wife's email. Once I'm writing this email, I figured I'd include a small aura. Something really said at the end of Beitza about 2 things Chicago takes pride in. Shallots and Romanian. As a son of someone who grew up in Chicago and a grandson of Rabbi Moshe Katz of the CRC. Ooh, I used to deal with Rabbi Moshe Katz when I was doing the weddings back in the day. He was there every single wedding. He used to handle weddings. I feel it's my place to comment. And, oh, his grandmother's the famous Leah Katz, the travel agent. Okay, first of all, once we went so far, to give a shout out to, Avidas. How can you continue without also mentioning Milt's barbecue for the perplexed? Well, you see, Avidas, the reason why I mentioned Avidas, not only is it very good, but he's also very part of the shir, Yitzhi. So, the reason. Leniz Daiti, it should have been mentioned before. Okay, I'm not going to even say what he said, the next word. Avidas. Secondly, if you ask an average yeshiva bacher what Chicago is famous for, you likely hear Last Chance. You ever heard of Last Chance? It's, what is it? It's Neiman Marcus, I believe. This, it's the last chance, like, it's
their closeouts.
The stuff that people return, you get crazy deals over there. Last chance. All right, not shallots in Romanian. Okay, Yeshiva Bachar can't afford the shallots, so they'll say last chance. I get it. Thank you and all the best. P.S. Please make sure. Okay, that's that. Third email from a Kohl guy. You don't know me. Dear Abel, you don't know me, and I don't know you. However, it's important for me to reach out to you. I'm just a single Kohl Yungaman in BMG. I heard the Chabura Zichron Shaya, an elite Chabura in BMG, will be starting in Birtz Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, as an extra limud with the Avyomi because of MDY. Although most of them don't even have access to internet, I give you credit for their undertaking. Two of your followers made a program for the Chabura, in addition to the sponsored Gemara of their choice. The impact this could make, not just to this Chabura, but to the whole BMG, who looks up to them, is outstanding. After 120, when you come to Hashem, you start praising you for getting the Olam HaYeshivas to learn and finish Shas instead of clearing Chakiris all day. You'll know how it all developed. You probably never imagined that what you envisioned originally is just a small Dafyom Yeshir could end up impacting all Olam HaTorah. Thank you for the Chizuk you gave me and so many others. May it be this Chuz for you and all the ones involved in this project, physical and mitzvah, sincerely inspire your Gaman who will be starting Rosh Hashanah. Huh? That's really Gordon? It's really Gordon, says Yeshua, who took away his Elam Shem. But it's good to have a name to something like that.
I ate by someone's house and he said, my parents went to the doctor through a belly. I said, your parents? He said, yeah, my mom. So what's my role? They're going to adopt all her friends.
Not repeating that. My son joined the daf because he saw me learning the daf with my MDY Gemara. See attached with my son Nachum, 10th grade, Mesifta Teres Yaakov, May, in Lawrence, New York. My brother is a Rebbe there in May. It's a great yeshiva. And here's the whole back and forth. And I don't know if you can see it, but basically it's a WhatsApp and it says, any chance you see my Daf Yomi Gemara? Oh, I have it. Why? I only have... Oh, you did the Daf Yomi? Yeah. I'm up to Daf Hey. Because I spent an hour and a half doing it last night. Okay, good. Keep it. I'll take another one tomorrow. Excellent. Oh, I'm sorry. You will need it? The kids are the son, so the father. So he chapped his Gemara, took it to Yeshiva like all good kids. Some of them take, you know, your plug for your iPhone. The other ones take the Gemara away, but whatever. Akalpanim, guys in Yeshiva are doing it. And I heard an unbelievable idea from Yeshua Berman. Somebody needs to help us out here. Some of these Yeshivas, like May and others, maybe not so much the yeshivish ones, but there are yeshivas that have like elective halacha, musar. Instead, they could put a TV screen with MDY on it, and the guys will love it. No? Here, it's a bunch of guys. I had two yeshiva guys in my house in Shabbos that do the daf. What? In Lakewood, yeah. Free TVs, exactly. We'll start sizing. Guess it'll save the yeshiva money. You don't have to have a Rebbe for that the whole period. We'll start with you, Ruvain. What do you think, Marava? We'll go for it? Bad idea, says Ruvain. But you had a Magachir that does it. Ooh. Okay. Rabbi said, today's a very simple daf, special for Sunday, and we are holding Taf Talmud Dvora. Will be the first seminary to do it. Shkoyach Reb Noam Fix for that. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, there's a reason why. Once he put that in, it was only last Shabbos, three seminary girls knocked on our door, Mil Shabbos. Could we see Reb Eli?
You clarified that that's not
Talmud Devorah girls. Those are, what's the name of that?
Yeah.
No, what's the Starkest? BJJ. They're from BJJ. So we're talking about Meiser Behema again. You have 10 animals, 10 calves, you give one to Meiser. You bring it to Yerushalayim, you eat it. And Rabbi Lazar and Shimon argue with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says that the cutoff date is the first of Elul. And they say, no, it's the first of Tishrei. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Bechavit Tishrei. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneyem, Mikro, Echad, Darshu. It's actually, they're learning it from the same place. Shenemar. Lafshu Karim Hatsoin. I have the pasuk for later on, but I like it. It's in color, and you guys have it in black and white. I might as well show you in color. Oh, here we go. Geschmack. Lafshu Karim Hatsoin. the sheep are dressed up, meaning they are pregnant. Va'amokim yatubar. At the same time, in the valleys, there's wheat. Yisrayahu af yoshiru. They'll make noise, they'll even sing. The wheat is going to sing. By clapping one against the other, they sing, they make noise. So the machloik is from this pasuk alone. Remeir sovar, imosai lovshu kari matzoin. When do they become pregnant? Bizman sha'amokim yatvu bar. When you have the second part of the pasuk, when the wheat is in the valley, imosai amokim yatvu bar, ba'adar. If you remember yesterday, we said the word aviv is Nisan. What's aviv? When the wheat is completely ripened. But that's ripe. That happens a month later. But in Adar, that's when the field fills up with the wheat. So Miss Abra is ba'adar, they become pregnant in Adar. The Yalda is ba'av. What's 5 months later? Av. The Behema Daka becomes pregnant and the pregnancy lasts for 5 months. A Behema Gasa, the pregnancy lasts for 9 months. We're talking about Behema Daka. Some say this is a Gzeresha, you learn one from the other. So in Mela, if they all give birth in Av, you need a cutoff date. So the cutoff date is the following Rish Chodesh Elul. So any animal that gives birth after Rish Chodesh Elul, you can't take the calf and add it to the pen and use it as Meiser and be one of the count of Meiser. No. When do they become pregnant? Bizman, she's Royu af Yashiru. This blue over here, when they become pregnant, goes at the end of the pasuk. Yisrael of Yeshiru, when the wheat is so ripe that it could rustle, it can make a sound. When it's soft, in Adar, it doesn't sing, so to speak. So Miss Abra is Benison. The pasuk is telling us they become pregnant in Nisan. 5 months later, Vial is Be'elu. Rosh Hashanah Shalahem Tishrei. And therefore, the cutoff is the following Rosh Chodesh, which is Tishrei. V'idach, and what about Remeir? Nami Yoksiv Yisrayahu Af Yashiru. What does Remeir do with this part of the pasuk, the green, the end? Aho Bafalasa. There are those who actually get pregnant a little late. They're late bloomers, so they will give birth a month later. They haven't been Nisan. They get pregnant in Nisan. V'idach, Nami Yoksiv V'amokim Yatvu Bar. And Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon who say, you jump to the end of the pasuk. What do they do with the middle of the pasuk? It says, "V'amokim yat v'bar." At the time when there's wheat in the field, these are the early. So not everyone gets pregnant the same exact month. There are a few yoytzim in the clouds that get pregnant a little early. The asim other, they actually get. Yeah, right. They do get pregnant in other. Bishlam and Remeir the kiddushiv. According to Remeir, everything makes sense. Love shukar matzoin, the blue, they become pregnant. Bizman, shamokim yatvu bar. When did they become pregnant? As the pasuk follows, v'amokim yatvu bar, when there's wheat in the field. They kinami Yisrael af yashiru. The end of the pasuk is for the yaitim in a cloud. The 5%. So it flows nicely. When they become pregnant, most of them in Adar. There are some in Nisan. It doesn't flow nicely at all. When do they become pregnant? You have to jump to the end of the pasuk, to the green. And by the way, most of them are in the green when the wheat is completely ripened. And by the way, there's a few of them, 5%, yatu bar. They get pregnant over here. But it's out of order. It should say the few at the end of the pasuk. You're right. When do 98%, 5%, whatever the percent is, become pregnant? It's all in the other. So what's machlokes? What's the famous drasha of aser to aser? Aser to aser. Everybody knows that one. Aser, Bishvil, Shittis Asher. But that's not what we're talking about. No shaykhs of the sugya. Everybody knows the pasuk. It's a double lashon. Why double lashon? So the famous one is because I actually saw that people talk about it, that this is just an asmachta ba'alma. But aser to aser. Just say aser. You should take 10% as kol tvua zarecha. All your wheat. So the Gemara darshins b'shnei ma'isers ha'kosim medaber. We're talking about two types of ma'isers. There's the ma'iser, echa ma'iser behema, ve'echad ma'iser dagon. The one in the pasuk is talking about dagon, about wheat. But we're also talking about the ma'iser of behema. And now we have a shayla. How do you compare one to the other? You have a hekesh here, aser to aser. Makish ma'iser behema le'ma'iser dagon. Ma ma'iser dagon samach le'gamra yisuroi. So Rashi explains, you take the wheat and you leave it in the field all summer long so it dries out, and then you take the ma'aser from it. So too, ma'aser behema, you go all the way at the end when it's of time, when they all give birth. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Sabri, makish ma'aser behema la ma'aser dagon. Ma ma'aser daga on Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei, of ma'aser behema Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei. So Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, they learn the hekesh, a complete hekesh. Ignore the facts. Ignore one is like the other. Ma'aser behema is like ma'aser daga. I don't care that there's no shaychas. They never give birth in Tishrei, but ma'aser daga is in Tishrei. So we'll just compare month to month, and that's it. We're going to go straight. They're exactly the same in terms of when. It happens in Tishrei. The ma'aser of wheat is in Tishrei. The ma'aser of animals is in Tishrei. They give birth in a different month. It doesn't matter. That's not what the pasuk says. How do you learn the hekesh? Do you learn the hekesh? You compare when the finished product is in this thing. So you take that idea and you take that idea to behemoth and it's a completely different month. Or you make a hekesh month to month. Food is in Tishrei, so animals aren't Tishrei, even though it could be a different part of the year when it comes to animals. So it says in the Mishnah, the first day of Tishrei, now we're very familiar. Whoa, when's Rosh Hashanah for us? First day of Tishrei. But what does it mean? What is it important to? That you go to Shul on Rosh Hashanah, what halacha comes out of this? Omar Apapa l'shtarayis. So, Snan Shidrei Choyv Amukdamim Psulim Vamucharim Ksherim. So we explained this in the beginning of the Masechta. So that people don't do any feilish shtick, they don't do any kind of funny business. In other words, I could borrow money, and instead of paying the guy back, I tell the guy that lent me the money to go take it from a property that has a lien on it. You shouldn't have lent me money, because there's a lien. But I did the lien illegally. I sold the property after I borrowed the money. And I'm pretending that's before. Yeah? No, that doesn't make sense. The other way around. I'm pretending that I sold the property after I borrowed the money. Because my house has a lien to the guy that lent me money. And I went ahead and I sold it pretending that it was before, yeah? They just... What do you say?
Correct.
There was, he's pretending, when he sold the house, he pretended that there was no loan. Because if there was a loan, the guy wouldn't buy the house, yeah.
So he's making the purchase earlier.
He made the purchase of the home earlier before the loan. Now, that's why you have to have a universal date on a shtar. Everything has to be based on the same date. Yeah? So we're going to base it on the date of the king. Whenever he goes into, so we'll say, this is the second year of this king, the third year, and it all starts when? In Tishrei. We said when we started the Mishnah, it was in Nisan. Now we're talking about Tishrei. This is not Tishrei Choy V'Amukdomim Psulim, V'Amukharim Ksherim. Oh, V'Asnam, Becha V'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim. We discussed this already, and we said that when does the year start for kings? Nisan. V'amrinon, and we already went through this as well. L'may hilchasa. V'amar avchizda l'shtarois. This is so people don't do feil shtick. Figure it out yourself, how it works. Loi kashya. Kan l'malchei Yisrael, kan l'malchei Umei Sayyidim, which is something we also discussed. When you're talking about a Jewish king, it's a Nisan. When you're talking about a non-Jewish king, it's l'malchei Umei Sayyidim. So the first Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about the Jewish kings, is Nisan. Second part, what we're talking about right now, is Malchi Umas Ha'ilam. Elo Adam Rav Chizda, all the way in the beginning of Masechta, also Dav Gimel. Rav Chizda comes up with a big chiddush. Lo Yishanu Elo L'Malchi Yisrael. Avo L'Malchi Umas Ha'ilam Et Yishrim Eninam. So what is Rav Chizda being Mechadish? It's in the Mishnah. He's just explaining a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, starts off, L'Malachim, and L'Echob Et Yishrei, L'Shanim. L'Malachim and Shanim. It says in the Mishnah, Melachim, Shanim. Melachim means the Jewish kings. Shanim means the non-Jewish kings. So what is Rav Chizda adding? Says the Gemara, Rav Chizda masnitzin az lashminim. He's just repeating over what it says in the Mishnah. Loi, Rav Chizda kroy az lashminim. He's telling us where you learn each one from. If you remember Atach Shasta, that whole pasuk with Atach Shasta, that Chanyan, who was it? Chananya ben Chaniloi, right? Something like that. He said to the king, Nechemia ben Chaniloi. He told the king, Atach Shasta, that, and the pasuk says that it was from this and this day, from his kingdom, but Kitzer, when it comes to a non-Jewish king, I, kosher, not kosher, that whole sugya. But Rav Chizda is trying to tell us where we learned this out from. Rav Chizda, the question is, what is Rav Chizda being mechadish? What's the difference between, he's telling us, oh, there's Nisan for the Jewish king, there's Tishrei for the non-Jewish king. He says, no, that's not what he's trying to say. Because the Mishnah, Rav Chizda, is saying something that doesn't say it in the Mishnah. If it says it in the Mishnah, a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king, then we have a problem. Where's Rav Chizda coming b'mechadish? Rav Chizda is b'mechadish according to this next pshat, that there's a difference between a Jewish king and not a Jewish king, because the Mishnah wasn't talking about a Jewish king and not a Jewish king. What is the Mishnah talking about? V'bayi seyma, Rav Chizda ki Rebbe Zeira ma'asila. Rav Chizda also like Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Zeira omar litkufa. That Rosh Hashanah is l'shanim. What does l'shanim mean? That a new season begins. A new season. Meaning, it's nagiyah to different things, whatever. There's big halachas, it says over here in the Rishonim. Big halachas. Some say it means, what is it called when you do the Birkas Hachama. Different things. You have to know when was the world created. If the world was created in Tishrei, so you know that the sun and the moon were in this position when the world was created. And now you know, based on that, X amount of years later, the sun is over here, this moon is over there. You can figure out different seasons and different halachas. But that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Not the Mishnah is not telling us that we're talking about a Jewish king or a non-Jewish king. We're talking about one king only. The beginning of the Mishnah, Nisan, we're talking about kings. The second part of the Mishnah, Shanim, according to Reb Zeira, is not talking about kings. So Mele, Rav Chizda came along on Daf Gimel and said, but there is a difference between a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king, that the Jewish king is in Tishrei. Reb Lezi, the Omar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, according to Reb Eliezer, because the world was created in Tishrei, that's what it means. Rosh Hashanah for what? L'shanim for the seasons. L'din. That the world goes to be judged on Rosh Hashanah, on Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei. The Siv, Mereshis Hashanah va'ad Achris Shana. Mereshis Hashanah nidoin ma'yeh b'soifa. See Rashi for a second. Shakash Baruch Hu l'din. Tana, Shakash Baruch Hu done b'tishrei es kol baya olam. Shakash Baruch Hu judges the entire world. Kol ha-kairos oisam ad tishrei haba. So anytime somebody says, hey, I lost my job. Yeah, you didn't lose it today. You lost it in Tishrei. You lost in Rosh Hashanah. Anything that happens to us, anything. We're ma'aminim. We believe that everything happens, not today, not yesterday. It happened all the way in Rosh Hashanah. It says in the pasuk, "Mereshis Hashanah v'adach Hashanah, Mereshis Hashanah nidoin ma'yeh b'soifa." The beginning of the year on Rosh Hashanah, that's when the entire year happens. Memai the Tishrei hu, Oy vey, I forgot to print out. Oh, Yosef, you have it? Oh, maybe I do have it here. Hold on. Gotta get used to this. I'm anticipating that we're turning the daf, so I have to find it. Oh, let's see if I have it here. Oh, yeah. Baruch Hashem. Says Gemara, no. It says Mereshis Hashanah. But how do you know what month is Reshis Hashanah? Maybe Reshis Hashanah is Nisan. I don't know what. Different month. Memayde Tishreyu. Dichsiv. Tiku b'achoyde shofar. B'kesel yom chageinu. When do we say this pasuk, Rabbi Yisai? Who said that? You're not supposed to know that. Tiku b'achoyde shofar b'kesel yom chageinu. We say it in Shir Shal Yom Chamishi. Blow the shofar, bakesa. So the Gemara is learning the word bakesa over here a little differently. Bakesa means when it's covered. And we had this also in Rosh Hashanah. Bakesa leim chagenu. Ezu chag, which yontif, out of all the yom tovim, shachoyish miskasabai, that you cannot see the moon really? Havayoyim ez Rosh Hashanah. Why? Rosh Hashanah is the only yontif that's in the beginning of the month. Beginning of the month, it's hard, very difficult to see the moon, if you could even see it. Uchsiv, ki chayk l'Yisrael hu, Mishpat Elokei Yaakov should be a chayk. How do you say chayk? A judgment. How do you say chayk? A law. As if Shlomo says a law. We had a big machlekes last night. Who brought you to the shir? It's me. You gotta say it's me. Just the honest. I said it's me. Gary scream out there that I don't deserve a Gemara. Says, who did you bring to the shir? Now I remember I did bring some people. I don't remember who. So I scream out, stop, on top of my, Yosef Shlomo. And he screams out for, he goes, no.
Wait, what was that again, Zeh?
Who said it? I was the Maki Bepatish, he says. Oh, and when it comes to Shiduchim, the guy that comes up with the idea doesn't get Shadchanas. It's the guy that's the Maki Bepatish. I think that's the halacha. I get a third? I get the cover. You can have the rest of the Gemara.
Want it?
For Ahmed Bayes, I don't know what he means by that. What? What did he say? What did he say?
It looks like it's in my hands.
It looks like?
It's in my hands.
Okay, I'm saying. Great. Now there's other people. Fine. Other people. I know some people. They promised me Gemara's I'll get. But you know what? I got one. What's your name, Tzadik? Aaron who? Aaron Kampf said, you'd rather have him a Sifta. He's a Talmud Chacham. Take it. You force it. He says, I don't want it. I want a regular Gemara. You didn't give me a regular Gemara. It wasn't even the option. If we would have known, we would have. Tara Abana. Ki choyk li Yisrael hu. Oh, yeah, I have to say this whole thing. Yishkoyach. What's a new record? 746 is a record? Ma pitam.
Okay, by now, because you finished talking, we're good.
Sponsored by the MDY Dilem Group for all those who need Chidurim Refusing Shuas. Please join us at the hillim.amindav.com. Please be moichel me that we got here early. Sponsored anonymously, Schus, for Shala Tamar Chaya Bat Sara to have Refus Shleim Bekoroi. Bracha Simcha, Arichus Yom, Nachas from all your children, grandchildren. Amen. Can you rotten? Tara Abara. Ki Choy, Lisrolu. When Bezdin establishes, and what did you say? It's just almost the word. A rule?
Statute.
A law. Statute. They, but over here doesn't mean that. Over here means they were koveya, that it is Rish Chodesh. Mishpat l'lekei Yaakov. Then afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could rule and do a din to Klai Yisrael into the world. Milamid. Shem Bezdin shel malo nechlasim l'din elohim kein kitshu Bezdin shel matas HaChodesh. We see this many times that Bezdin, Rabbanan, they have the power to, I don't know if it's the same thing, but to change even a metzias. They say a certain thing is a treifa, so it becomes a treifa. We have different things. But over here, when Klai Yisrael decides that it is Rosh Hashanah, only afterwards HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be done Klai Yisrael. Reb Moshe Feinstein wants to base on this Gemara. He wants to explain there's a shaila. If a person forgets to say Amelcha Kadosh at night, Rosh Hashanah night, forgets to say Amel HaKadosh. So there's one of the Paiskim says, I forgot his name, he says that you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. It's just like if you forget to say Yalav Yavai and Rosh Chodesh at night. So everybody goes to town and they're not happy with him. But Rav Moshe Feinstein wants to help him out. Give us siyat from this Gemara. He says that since you can't do din at night because you have to wait until Klal Yisrael. So Mela, the whole reason why you say Amel HaKadosh is to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king and he's doing Mishpat. So if you forget to say Amel HaKadosh, it's not the end of the world, he says. Because it's not Chal anyways at night, it's only during the day. Just to help him. Not saying that that's what Rav Moshe holds, he's trying to help him. Tanya Yidoch. Ki Chag Yisrael Hu, Ein Li Ela Li Yisrael. Lu'um Yisrael Minayin. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge Klal Yisrael. Where does it say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge the rest of the world? Who does the Mishpat? It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Mishpat. Not to who he does the Mishpat. He is doing the Mishpat for everybody. So then why does it specify Klal Yisrael? You should know that Klal Yisrael is judged first. Is that good or bad? Why is it good? Yeah. Oh, really? Is that a fact? Avi, is that a fact? Get over here. Says Rachamim Epstein that in our days, the longer a judge sits, he gets more antsy. He's tired. He's saying a metzius.
Justice delayed is justice denied.
Justice delayed is justice denied.
That's the other way.
That's the other way. That's what he's saying. I'll call upon him. Let's see what the Gemara says. Avi's arguing with Rachamim.
The longer it takes for a judge to want something, the more people are not getting
a din. They'll get a good din or get a bad din. What din? It is consistent. Dr. Epstein happens to be related to Rachamim Epstein. He's saying the same thing. At the end of the day, he's saying the same. Kichag Yisrael, Melamed Yisrael, Nechnasim Tchilu Ladin. Kidur Rav Chizda, Dom Rav Chizda. Melech V'tzibur, Melech Nechnas Tchilu Ladin. If you have a king, today I don't even think they do that, right? A president is above that. They don't go to, they won't be judged on until afterwards. But let's say a melech, a king has to go in together with the common guy. Melech Nechnas Tchilu Ladin, Shenemar Mishpat Avdoi, Umishpat Amoy. So Rashi says Mishpat Avdo is referring to Shlomo HaMelech. He calls himself an Eved. So first goes Shlomo HaMelech, the king, and then afterwards Umishpat Amoy. My time, Ibaisema. What's the reason? La Voyach Arela making Malko Abroi. It's not nice to have the king sit out there in the waiting room. Ibaisema Mikamei, the Lipoish Charenav. Kaviyachal, and this, you have to understand what this means. This whole Gemara needs a lot of Hezber. How do they discuss this? How do you have neshamas waiting in a waiting room? What is this waiting room? This cheers. How does it go exactly? What there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything at the same time and he's done. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets angrier as time goes on. He starts doing din. He says, "How did you do this?" And his temper starts getting. So you have to understand it. The point is that it's better for Klal Yisrael to be judged first, and that's why they're judged first. Great. Vashmitin. Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, is the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah. That's when you have to stop working the field. Some Rishonim point out, Rashi says, for the field, meaning, and not for Shemitah Siksofim. Min Allah, Dersiv, Uvashonah, Shviz, Shabbos, Shabbosoim, Yelorez. On the seventh year, the land should lay fallow, it should rest. Begomar shana shana mit Tishrei. And we learn one shana from the other shana, it says by Tishrei. The Chsiv, Mereshis HaShana. Let's get rid of all this. This is a Givaldika picture. I'm going to have to show it again. Look at this. Ah, I think it's Moses Jacobson. Look how cute. His son is pointing in the Gemara, learning with him. Beautiful. All right, different time. All these guys. So yesterday, if you were in the shiur yesterday. I need a water. Thank you. So there's a few guys that sit to my right that weren't at shiur yesterday. They didn't have a schus to see this thing. I'm going to show it to them. We had yesterday something similar but very different. We had three psukim. We had Zoysos Chodesh V'Chodesh. This is a pasuk by Rish Chodesh. And it says the word Chodesh over here. But also said in the same pasuk Hashana. And then it said Rishonu Elohim L'Chodesh Hashana, Chodesh and Shana. And then we had Rishis Hashana, which we're talking about now. And the Gemara says, no, I rather learn these two because these two have the word Chodesh and Shana, Chodesh and Shana, whereas the third one doesn't say Chodesh. That was yesterday. Today we're saying something very similar. It's the same idea, but maybe the opposite. Says the Gemara. The Ligmar Shana Shana Menisan. The Sib Rishon Hulachem L'Chotche Hashana. So it says, by Shemitah, it says, V'Shana Shvi Shabbos Shabbosin Yeh La'aretz. It says the word Shana. And the Gemara says, we're going to learn from Reishis Hashana, which is Tishrei. Ask the Gemara, let's learn it out from this pasuk. Rishon Hulachem L'Chotche Hashana. Says the Gemara, the opposite of what we said yesterday. It's the same idea, exactly the same idea, but it's different psukim, so we could do this. Danim shana she'eni machadashim, mishana she'eni machadashim. It's much better to learn Reishis Hashana, which doesn't mention the word chaydish in this pasuk, to this pasuk, Mishana Shviz, which doesn't mention the word chaydish, rather than learning from the top one, which has chache in it. It's a better limud. It's more similar. Okay, fine. Next. What's Yovel? Yovel is, you count. We have a 7-year cycle. Right now, we're in the Shemitah year. Year number 7. And then you do this 7 times. So it's 49 years. The 50th year is Yovel. What's so special about Yovel? Well, Yovel can't work the fields, just like Shemitah. So the farmers have 2 years in a row that they can't work the field. But if Eved Ivri is released in Yovel, Jewish slave, and all real estate goes back to the original owners in Yovel. Yovelois asked the Gemara, so what are you telling me that Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah for Yovel? Yovelois, when does Yovel start? Ayam Kippur. We had yesterday. Ayam Kippur, you blow the shofar, that's when it says Gemara Mani Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosher Rabbi Yechim ben Broikai. No, this goes according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosher Rabbi Yechim ben Broikai. The Sanya B'Kedash is Shnasa Chamishim Shana, Matam Eloimar. You should sanctify, you should be Mekadesh this 50th year. The fish and Emar B'Yoyim HaKippurim. Perhaps, so which one is it? Are you Mekadosh at Rosh Hashanah the whole year, Yovel? Or are you Mekadosh on Yom Kippur? So we have a little bit of a contradiction. On the one hand, Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, it starts on Yom Kippur. Which one is it? Mekadosh on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Lohu Avadim Niftorim Lobetim, Lohu Mishtavim Adinayim. It starts on Yom Kippur. But they don't go home then. It starts in Rosh Hashanah and they don't go home then. So what do they do? They sit around and they eat and drink and they can even wear an atara, a crown, or their atara that they wore in those days, a turban, which you have to make a bracha, say, Oite Yisrael B'Sefara. It's a minig of freedom. A slave doesn't do that. But they don't go home. Given Yom Kippurim, 10 days later, Togu Bezim Bashoifar, Niftu Rabbanim Lateim, then they can go home, Visadis Choizers Lebaleim, and everything goes back to the owner. So, question: during those 10 days, can an Eved marry a Shifcha? What is he? Is he free or not free? He can't go home. So, it's actually Machloikis. I saw some say that he could. And some say, interesting, that once the shofar goes, it's like a retroactive kind of thing, and then he shouldn't. Fine. But it's in between, kind of, it's very hard to define this halachically. What is it? It's semi-free. He can make oite yisob, sefara, he sits and eats, he doesn't have to work in the field, but he does not go home. Rabbanon. Rabbanon, who say, it's the first day of Tishrei, nothing to do. Shonim atamakadesh, viatamakadesh, chodoshim. That what? The year of Yovel. Year of Yovel, you have to be mekadesh. Says Rashi, that Bezna has to say, mekudeshes hashana. That they announce, this year of Yovel is kadesh. But they don't do so for the months. The months have their own kedusha by themselves. Tanya yidoch Yovel hi, matam aloymar. Lefi shenem arigdazim ishinan sachamishim yochol, kishem shemiskadeshes velechaz, mekulasa, kach miskadeshes velechaz besoifa. So look at this real quickly. It's interesting. I just want to point this out. This is very important. Why? Because in Pasuk, in Parshas Bahar, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Yud, it says, but then the Torah says the following Pasuk, Yoyvelhi. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Why does it say it again? It's a different Pasuk. Yoyvelhi matam aloymar. Now we understand the Gemara's question. Yoyvelhi matam aloymar. Yeah, when you, in the Masifta doesn't have it in red like this. Now you see it. It says, oh, this one. It says, Yoyvelhi over here. Yoyvelhi matam aloymar. Why did it say it again? Because without this, it says Yoyvelhi. It's great. You have to know this Yoyvel. What do you mean matam aloymar? Because it's double. Fish and Amikadash Mishnah Chamishim. You should be Mekadesh the 50th year. I would think that it ends off, when does Yovel end? I would think 10 days into the following year, on Yom Kippur. Why would I say that? Don't wonder that it doesn't make any sense that you're going to Yom Kippur. It does make sense. Because we always add a little bit Gedusha to Shabbos. We bring Shabbos in a good few minutes before. We don't drive to Shul Chas Hashem. Well, some of us do. A minute before Shkia, you have to do a Safa. So when it comes to the year also, you do a Safa. Yom Kippur, we said, it's Mamash, it's a deraisa. You have to, it's a Chi of deraisa to add minutes to Yom Kippur. We don't have that problem because we go usually for Tefillah Zaka, thank you. So it says, sorry. The word he means only that year. You should not be, hold on, let's just do one more line before you run. Yeah? Rabbanon say there's no Gdusha between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Right? Because it only starts in Kippur. So Rabbanon, you think that perhaps Yovel is also the following year. Why? Very interesting. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the famous Shita, how many years is the Yovel cycle? 49 or 50? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only 49 years. Why? Because the 50th year, Yovel, is also year number one. It's Oyel L'Kan L'Kan. It's 50, but it's also one. It's the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. So in the total, you only have 49 years. If you count from Yovel all the way through the cycle, it's only 49 years according to Rabbi Yehuda. We do passing like that, actually. Taisa says we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Akoponim, it comes to Lafuke, that Rabbi Yehuda. That's what this pasuk is for. Have a wonderful day.